The next reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For, as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. The gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, and the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I'm just going to pray for God to be with us now as we think about this passage from Isaiah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prophecy to the Israelite people so long ago. And I just pray that you would be with us now as we think about what it means. Amen. I want to start by asking you a question. Can you think of a moment in your life where things have felt totally hopeless? When you're going through a situation and you thought the light at the end of the tunnel was never going to come, that the darkness was so all-encompassing that you thought it would never end. I wonder what you think of, because life is hard, isn't it? When I think of that question, I probably think about COVID. On my phone at the moment, I have the joyful memories of Christmas through the ages. In 2019, my entire family being able to be together celebrating. I would never have imagined that I would have two Christmases in a row where I would genuinely be questioning up until Christmas Day whether I'd be able to spend Christmas with my family. It's been really hard, and it feels maybe like it will never end. Or another issue that has really come into our minds this year has been the issue of the environment. Are we going to continue raising the temperature of our planet and causing devastation to people across the world? Is there any hope for environmental change? Or maybe there's something else that you think of, something you've been through in your personal life, in your family, where you can just remember the hopelessness, the longing for change, and the longing for the light at the end of the tunnel. Because in this passage in Isaiah chapter 9, darkness has fallen on the Israelite people. The Israelite king has made an ill-fated alliance with an Assyrian king, and the threat of exile is upon them. And the Israelites have turned in their worship to other gods, and they've not been faithful to God. And God's word has ceased to come to them. And we have the language at the end of chapter 8 of darkness. And then just before our passage that started in chapter 2, we have the promise of hope. There will be no more gloom for those who were in distress, because something is coming, and it is coming to Galilee. And what is going to come to these Israelite people is a gift. And it's an odd gift for people who are in darkness. Because naturally, if we're in darkness, what we would expect to be given was light. Tomorrow morning, up and down the country, the world, we will open presents. Some of us will open presents and think, I am so known by this family member. Others of us will open presents and will think, do they know me? One year, my grandmother, who I love very much, gave me a video box set about the Queen. Now, I love the Queen, but I'm not the kind of person who was going to sit down and watch a double bill documentary of her life. And I remember thinking, does she really know me? And what is given to the Israelite people? What is promised to them? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. This gift that is given to the Israelite people is a baby. Well, does that make any sense? Yes, it does. Because this baby is like a dawn, a dawning of the light coming to the people, and there will never be darkness again. I sent Ali a picture of a dawn this afternoon. This is my favorite dawn that is in Suffolk in Snake Maltings. And every time I go there and see it, I am overwhelmed with the beauty of creation. Because sometimes the darkness of the night feels like it will never end. And then dawn comes, and the light starts coming, and it's so beautiful. And this is the kind of light that was coming through this baby. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of deep darkness. A light has dawned. Because this baby coming was a light that would never go out. It was a special light that could never be extinguished. Have you ever played that prank on someone's birthday cake where you put the candle on there and they blow it out and it comes back alight, and then they blow it out and then it comes back alight, and they blow it out and it comes back alight? Because this baby given to the Israelite people was no ordinary baby, no ordinary child. It was a light given to them that could never be distinguished. And how is this baby described? A wonderful counselor, a mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and he would reign forever. Because this baby was not going to be a normal king, not ruling in the ways of the other Israelite kings that had let them down so much. This was a heavenly king, a divine king who had been sent from God to earth. Can you remember when the Chilean miners got stuck in the cave? And can you remember being absolutely gripped as we got to watch them be freed? I guess it was sort of late 2010 or some kind of time around then. And I remember watching it. But I wonder what it was like for those miners as they were stuck in the cave day after day in the all-encompassing darkness, thinking they'd been forgotten, thinking that the light was never going to come. And then the rescue came, and they came out into the light. But what we have to understand about this passage is that this gift, this king given to the Israelites, wasn't the kind of savior that they were expecting. They expected a warrior king. But they were given King Jesus, God in human flesh, who had come to save them. And the reason why that happened, and if we think back to those hopeless situations that we thought of at the beginning, we can think COVID is hopeless, it will never end. We can think the environment is hopeless and it will never end. And we can think that the solution to those problems will create perfection and will save us. But if you think about a Christmas tree like this, COVID ending or environmental disaster ending, is just like the decorations on the tree. Because we believe as Christians that there is a deeper problem that we all need saving from. And if you think about what a Christmas tree is, a Christmas tree is a dead tree that has been cut down, has all kinds of decorations put on it, and is then put in someone's home for a couple of weeks. And we believe that we're a bit like that tree, and we've been cut off from the source of life and light, which is God. Because we believe that living our lives with our roots dug in to God, living our lives being nourished by our relationship with God, is the best way to live. And in doing that is actually what will bring hope into the difficulties that we go through. And at Christmas, we remember that God sent Jesus as a baby to earth. And I bought this picture last weekend. And it says on it, "Don't make me come down here, God." Because I think that we can have this sense that God is someone to fear. God is someone who's looking down on us and who's looking at what we're doing and who's judging us and who's angry with us and who thinks we shouldn't do that and we shouldn't do that. But actually, God loves us. God wants to know us. And at Christmas, we remember that God loves us so much that he sent his son to earth so that we could have a relationship with him, so that we could find the light in the darkness. And we think that's really, really good news. And we'd love to invite you to think about if that is something that you would like to find a little bit more out about. If you'd like to find out how knowing God could bring light to the darkness, if you'd like to find out a bit more about this Son of God who was sent to earth for us. And I'd love to invite you to come back next year to chat to Will or I as you leave this evening. Next term, we're going to do an Alpha course, which is when you come along and you get to ask questions and watch videos and think a little bit about what it means to know and be loved by God. Because whatever happens in 2022, however difficult it is or however wonderful it is, we believe that knowing God can bring light into our lives. Amen.